Welcome to Words of Light with Jim, sponsored by All My Relations in Indianapolis, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths.
Now we're going to go back to current events, okay? If you can follow with me. So how does it, you'll see where spirit eventually comes in here. So what's another current event other than, let's say, politics? If you've been paying attention from a spiritual aspect of what is already inside of you, knowing we're in a very large shift of energy on this planet. That's, to me, is a fact. And if you haven't noticed it, you probably will get a very, let's say, wake-up call very soon. Because we are shifting from, let's say, the way we have been for many years to a newer concept, a more pure, simplified aspect of what we came here for. And the simplest way to describe you as a, let's say, being of light, as a spiritual being, is to bring that other part of you to the table, your Holy Spirit, or also, what's the word called, unconditional love. How many people do you know love unconditionally? If you could found five or six, you'd probably found a lot, right? It's pretty hard to find people that are totally full of unconditional love. Well, why God didn't make some more of those? Remember the assembly line process? Why didn't God spit out a few more unconditional loving people? What happened during the process of creating? It's called free will. You have free will to make choices. God gave you all the choices that you could even imagine. And you picked and chose, for instance, the body that you have. You picked your significant people that you're going to interact with in this lifetime. You picked your neighbors, you picked your occupation, and if you don't even say your body, you picked the model that you chose. And you always wondered, why did I pick that one for, right? Because you wonder, what did I look for? Why didn't I pick a prettier one, a better one? Because each thing that you picked has helping you to evolve into a higher spiritual being. Because if you want to use the word perfect again, would you pick something different? Probably, if you could redo it, everybody could say, well, if I had to do it all over again, what would you be doing? I'd say, keep doing what you've been doing. And say, well, I won't believe that. I think I need to change something. Well, what would I change? To be more loving. If I could change one thing in my life, it's to be more loving than I have been. Unconditional love. I'm not talking about, you know, it's easy to love your parents or friends and your significant. It's not too big of a challenge unless you get into your discussions of what your differences are, right? But to love them, it's pretty simple. But what about the people, let's say, from other countries, other belief systems? It's a little more complicated, isn't it? But can you actually love them more unconditionally? Boy, that's the big test for Jim. I know that much. Because if I had to do it all over again, that's the only thing I can think of changing about myself is to start to love more unconditionally. To accept everything, everyone, just as they are in that perfected state of being. And that would be telling me the Holy Spirit has now come into my life fully. I've been completely immersed in my Holy Spiritual Self. Because in the spirit of what you call God, there is no judgment. There is only acceptance. I've accepted you just as you are. I love you just as you are. And by the way, you know, some of us, I can love you, but that doesn't mean I need to live with you. You know that? Because everybody has some uniquenesses and differences. Love is not always about taking everybody home with you and, you know, trying to make it better for everybody. It's just loving them and letting them go. You ever tried that? Have you ever loved somebody and they said, well, I need to leave. Can you say goodbye and still love them? Absolutely. Give it a shot and see what happens. Learning to love and give it all. 100%. I'm not holding back anything today. I'm not saying, you've got to make one little change here before I can give you 100%. I could say to you, I love you and accept you just as you are. That's pretty easy for me to do right now, isn't it? Because I don't have anybody, if you want to say, attacking me. But what happens when you get attacked by something or someone? You tend to get guarded and put up walls and restrictions, and it's pretty hard to love then. Did you know that? In love, there are no boundaries. In love, there are no boundaries. Because that's what happens. You ever notice that if you fall in love with somebody, you do some pretty crazy, stupid things sometimes? Why? Because you don't know any boundaries. It's love. You just easily give it. But when somebody is crossing your path that kind of upsets you, you start to put up walls to protect yourself and put up limitations and boundaries. I would love them more if they would be a nicer person. If they would change something about themselves, I could love them more. I can, if I really say my spiritual self says, I love you just the way you are. Completely immersing. Because back when John the Baptist was doing his thing on the river, he basically immersed the people completely in water. It's like a symbolic thing of cleansing you and removing anything that would be not cool. And it's back to emotions. Water represents emotions. And love is one of the greatest emotions there is on this planet, if you haven't noticed it yet. Has anybody ever felt love and make themselves almost want to cry? Not in a negative way, but a joyful, peaceful inner feeling. I've seen, including myself, crying when I felt very loved. How could I feel sad, sort of, and yet feel so loved at the same time? It's overwhelming. I was very, very blessed last Saturday to stand in front of a group of people called mostly my family and some dear friends. And every time I touch back into that feeling again, I just feel so overwhelmed because they were singing happy birthday to me and loving me all at the same time. And it was very, very powerful to me, very emotional, because they were loving me and I could feel that. And to think I deserved that. In my own self, I thought, maybe I shouldn't deserve this much love. I've got some limitations. Jim's got some challenges, got some weaknesses. How can they love me? Totally. That was a bit of an overwhelming experience for me. So I said, thank you for loving me and accepting me. And if we could do that more frequently to our own self, be surprised what that might do for you. I love myself and accept myself just as I am. See, it was easy, if you want to say it, to start loving somebody else. I could point fingers at everybody else out here. And then all of a sudden I had to start pointing the fingers at myself, saying, I can love myself just as much as I love you. Because I know some of my own challenges and weaknesses. I'm sure you do too. But can you set them aside for one, if you say 1 minute, and just glorify yourself by saying, I love you and accept you just the way you are? You are completely immersing yourself into that emotional state of love. Your Holy Spirit that resides within you can now overcome everything that is within what we call their challenges. It guides you and lifts you up. And you'll find that you can accept yourself with all your challenges. And accepting yourself is the first step to accepting others. Everybody thought it was loving somebody else first and then loving yourself, when really it's you loving yourself first, and then now you're able to love others. Imagine that. I have to love and accept myself first. Then I now can start to love you. I know that sounds odd, but that's the way it works, folks. Loving yourself first. I would certainly encourage you. And it's some symbolic of immersing yourself completely in the state of love. Whatever that represents to you, if it means getting in a big tub of bubble baths and make bubbles and fun out of it, then do it. Make yourself feel good. If it's playing music that lifts you and makes you feel so positive and so absolutely, it's like immersing yourself in the music. See what it does for you. See how that makes you feel. And then what will start to emanate from you is more of this thing called love, stemming from your own spirit within you. So you can now set aside that little humanistic self long enough to enjoy the complete bliss of love. And in doing so, you're starting to emanate more of all the other things. The God self, the child of God within you, which represents your human self again, walking the path that says, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing on this planet right now. I am doing it with confidence and absolution. There is no doubt. There is no fear. There is only love. Completely immersing yourself in that and see what it does for you. And pretty soon, you start to emanate that, what you are presenting to yourself. You become more love. You become more positive in that direction. And other people will start to feel that. You know yourself, if you're around somebody that's upset and angry, you can feel that, right? Well, what happens when you stand next to somebody that's upbeat, bubbly, and happy and loving? You start to feel that as well. And I like to hang out with people like that. You know that? So pour it on, guys. Just pour it on. Bring all that happiness with you, okay? And be it. And guess what? Not only do I get to enjoy it, so does everybody around you. So the effects that you have upon many people could surprise you. You might be doing more than you realize by taking that positive aspect of you and presenting it to the rest of the world. Certainly, I would encourage all of us to say, I am who I am, which is all of God, and I as one with you. I accept myself whole and complete, for I am love. I accept you as you are, whole and complete. And you are all blessed as you walk in the light. And all this is called currently going on right now. You're living in the greatest shift of energy that you have ever experienced in your life. And you're leading the way. You are the way showers. There's so many people, the masses still haven't figured this out yet, but they will in time. You know right now what you're doing. Move forward joyfully. Carry the flag, the banner, the enthusiasm of knowing that I am. And pretty soon, guess what? You are now affecting other people. Or I even like the word infecting, because that helps them. Does that make sense? I'm infecting them. Imagine that. And you're doing it. You're the way showers. That's part of this current events, what I was talking about earlier. Currently speaking, you guys are leading the way, believe it or not. I wake up every day and I say, God, what am I supposed to be doing today? God says, just wake up and get moving, Jim, see what happens. And I get out there, next thing you know, somebody comes to me and says, I got a question or this and that, or I experienced something. And simply, sometimes it's climbing a ladder, changing light bulbs at the store. Imagine that. I thought I was supposed to do something great and fantastic today, God. Well, you are. You're living the God self. You're living as a child of God. And also, spiritually speaking, you're experiencing that spirit on this earthly plane. You're immersing this world in the spirit that resides within each of you. I certainly would encourage all of us to pick up the banner, this flag, whatever you want to label it, the self, and present yourself to the world today. And that's the only day you need to worry about, today. And do it and see what happens. And once all this big shifting is done, you get to see the results. And then you will say to yourself, I am glorified. Because you are. Be happy. You've heard that before, haven't you? Be happy. Okay? Even though I don't know how to be happy. Well, make an appointment with happiness and then you will get it. Has anybody ever made an appointment with something? Yeah. Make the appointment with happiness, love, joy, all the things that you feel like you would like to have in your life. And you will then get it and then share it back with the rest of us. I'd say lucky you. Lucky me. Luck to me is when the divine plan is in motion and moving and we're experiencing it. And I like luck, don't you? Yeah. Of course, if you're from Indiana and play for the Colts, you like a lot of luck, right? So, as I would say, good luck to the Cubs and good luck to all of us. Bless you all and thank you for allowing me to share today.
Thank you for listening to Words of Light with Jim. Come check out All My Relations in Indianapolis or go online to allmyrelationsindy.com, the largest rock and mineral shop in the Midwest, carrying metaphysical supplies for all spiritual paths. Words of Light with Jim, spreading light for your spiritual journey.